Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Larry Robertson's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Larry is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the principal of Lighthouse Consulting. He's the author of a very important book, one of my favorites, which is called A Deliberate Pause. And he's our good friend, Larry Robertson. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a privilege. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, Larry, as always. One of the things I know you've been working on and thinking about a lot lately, Larry, is the concept, the word, the term, the action, the state of being called entrepreneurship.
Yes,
talk to us about some of the things you've been running into.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I heard your lead-in as I was listening to the show before we came on about many people saying that the term is overused or they're tired of hearing it or something in that category. And, you know, quite honestly, I think that the problem is that it is used a lot, but very rarely do we stop and think about what it means and how many places it applies, not just in our business world, but in our world in general and in a country like this and in a world at large that's in need of good ideas and solutions and different ways of doing
it. It's not just a business term. I actually define it very broadly. I mean, you can use it narrowly if you modify it, but basically I give it a broad definition, and it doesn't have to be associated with business. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that, and I'll give you my simple version of that, my simple way of saying it. And it will sound so simple, but I think if you think about it, if your audience thinks about it, they'll agree with me. It's about looking at the world differently. Because when you do that, when you take a different look, even at your own world, even just for 5 minutes or one day, you're going to see something you didn't see before, and it could change everything. It could take you out of a dead-end problem that you've been beating your head against the wall. It could allow you to see a new idea or a new opportunity. It's about looking at the world differently, and that doesn't just happen in business.
The way I think about it, Larry, is an entrepreneur imagines the possibilities and is willing to take the risk to follow up on how to make that happen.
I think that's absolutely right, Jim. And I think sometimes
that could be a government employee, that could be an administrative assistant. And I don't think, and some people might think, well, you're sort of, you know, the more you dilute a definition like that, you know, the more, you know, the less it means. Larry, I think entrepreneurship is such a powerful thing, not just a word, but a powerful thing. I put entrepreneurship on the level of liberty because I think you can't have either one without the other.
I think that's true, and I'll tell you the other thing that's important, Jim, is precisely what you're saying. Liberty doesn't come overnight. And I think sometimes people get frustrated with the idea or the word entrepreneurship because they expect that lightning strike to happen where they have that one idea and then the business all comes together, the problem gets solved, and liberty doesn't work that way, and neither does entrepreneurship. You have to put yourself in that mindset and that habit of looking at the world differently. Anybody can do it. But if you don't exercise that muscle, it's not going to be very strong.
Well, that's right. But now, you know, the thing is you can, just because you're a business owner doesn't make you an entrepreneur.
That's correct.
If you inherit a business and all you do is execute on what you inherited, that's not being entrepreneurial. And I know people who've done that. I know people who've inherited a business and took it to many levels above what their parents had. They did something very entrepreneurial after they inherited the business. You and I know people like, you know, who started something from absolute whole cloth, blank sheet of paper. Now they did something very entrepreneurial. Some people, Larry, think an entrepreneur is only somebody who is running a business, who started a business that that can become another Apple or another Microsoft. I disagree with that.
I do, too. I think a better way to think about it is to think about entrepreneurship is about creating something new and something better. Now, those are two words that also can be defined broadly, which is the point. It can apply anywhere, but really looking at a new combination of things or a new use of a way you think or something you have and trying to improve something, not necessarily take over the world, improve your neighborhood, your life, your world. That's really what entrepreneurship is about, and it begins by looking at things differently.
I see entrepreneurship from time to time in big companies. I meet entrepreneurs who are inside of huge companies. They have a tough time. I have to tell you, it's not easy for them. There's a lot of frustration, but I see them, and people who are entrepreneurial employees in. You could have one. I could have one. Anybody can be an entrepreneurial employee. The difference there between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial employee, an entrepreneur is willing to take risk with their money. An entrepreneurial employee is willing to take risk with your money.
Yes. Yes. And both are important. And I think you believe that too, which is, you know, I think part of the problem we have is we try to come up with one profile or one stereotype of what it means to be an entrepreneur. You gave, for as an example, Apple, or we could stretch that to say Steve Jobs, or the amount of money he made or the company made. And we oftentimes, you know, look at people like that who we think of as entrepreneurs and say, gosh, I can't reach to that height, so I guess I'm not one. And I think that would be a terrible thing for somebody inside a large company who looks at things very differently and can bring value to conclude that.
Well, Just like I think of myself as a patriot, but I wasn't a revolutionary. I wasn't George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. I've never done anything like that.
Sure.
But I still consider myself to be a patriot. And I think the same thing with entrepreneurship. You don't have to be Steve Jobs in order to be an entrepreneur.
I think that's right. This is an interesting element to this is you're not George Washington. You can't go back several hundred years in time. So your best starting place is who you are. And the question is, if something like liberty is important to you, how do you make that fit in Jim Blasingame's world?
Right. Larry, give us your website, please, before we take the break.
My website is adeliberatepause.com.
Adeliberatepause.com. Larry Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, that's also the name of his book. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about entrepreneurship after these messages. Born on a
bayou. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.